It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, it's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. It's up for another version of creating a little grill envy in your backyard. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, the grill, man. The grill's cooking every day at my house right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've got more protein in the refrigerator to throw on the grill than...
Well, you got groups of people coming over?
Yeah, all the time. Like your place.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but welcome. Thanks, Jop. Thanks for tuning in. I had a great time last weekend. I was up north Saturday afternoon, and I heard the show come on at a place I'm in, and I'm like, the guys, I was in my hometown.
Oh, okay.
And of Reed City, and I'm getting a part. I bought that motorhome, and I'm getting a part for it because I wanted to get the generator running right. And this nice kid's helping me, and I heard the Grillin' Guys rap come on.
Oh.
And I'm like, hey, that's me. He goes, what do you mean? I said, that's me doing that rap. And he's like, you're one of those guys?
He didn't ask you to do it, did he?
It's just weird being somewhere and hearing the thing coming.
Right, right. Your own voice on the radio when you're not on?
Yeah, I heard it come on once going through Chicago, and I'm like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, funny.
But, funny stuff. I picked up the motorhome, and it's got this auto-level system on it. It's called Bigfoot. It's made in White Pigeon, Michigan.
Okay.
Bigfoot is.
You figured that out, huh?
Well, I got the manual out, and I called their tech line because one of them was locked down.
Oh, okay.
And you can't drive very well that way.
Right, yeah. Yeah, hit a bump, you... Yeah.
The tires aren't touching the ground.
Right.
It'll literally lift the whole thing up. So they had this great tech service. A shout-out to Bigfoot. Great company. This guy was just a wealth of knowledge and very helpful. Didn't give me the bums rush. Spoke English.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah,
I wasn't in, the Philippines or something. And he walked me through everything I needed to do to release it. Of course, it's got a bad motor and pump in the. Each one has its own hydraulic pump. And so long and the short of it is, he told me to disconnect two of the hydraulic lines and just push the piston up. And, of course, get yourself totally doused with hydraulic fluid.
Right, yeah.
But then I put the lines back on, it stayed in place, and I'm rolling down the road. So
right.
That was very cool. Had some minor stuff to fix on it, but that's why it was a deal.
Right, right, exactly.
That's why I own it.
And it'll be a rolling deer camp here in about another month, right?
And I was so close to deer camp. Friday, I was on David Webb's show the Friday before that.
Yep.
And so David's threatened to come up to deer camp a bunch of times, and he never has. But I was at Chase Creek Smokehouse, which is 6 miles from Whipple Lake, where we hunt.
Right.
And I did not take the opportunity, even though I had the gate key with me, I did not take the opportunity to go out to deer camp to try and get it down the lane.
It should go. That lane's pretty wide. I mean, I don't know what you're going to do. You might have to back it back out of there.
Turning it.
Right, exactly.
You have to bring the chainsaw.
Right, yeah. There's no turnaround. What you said, it's like 32 feet long or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's a big swath that you need to turn that thing around.
It is. Yeah. I'm learning it. Yeah.
Right, yep.
And make sure you put the rollout in before you go.
Oh, yeah. You mean the slide outsides?
Yeah.
A little drafty?
Slide out. Yeah. So it's supposed to be for deer camp. So I bring it home. I'm washing it, last week, and got the power washer out, our power washer, and I got my big bucket of this great cleaner and my big long brush, and it's a lot to wash.
Well, man, there's a lot of surface area there, brother.
Well, and it's so tall. It's like 13, 14 feet tall.
So, right.
So I'm scrubbing away, power washing, scrubbing. Time I get done, it's like, wow, that looks really good.
Yeah, cool.
And Maureen comes out and looks at it. I vacuumed it all out and everything, and carpet's shot.
Well,
and
it's easy to replace.
She said, if you put some wood grain floors in here, it'd look pretty nice. I'm like, yeah, I think I'll probably do that after deer camp.
Right, yeah. Well, they're easy to clean, though. That like some vinyl or something? Yeah, right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Just some basic roll-on vinyl. Not even the plank stuff, just that looks like planks.
Right.
Fake and bake.
Right. But, you know, you're going to want it clean if you're going to be in there with dirty boots and stuff. It could be raining, whatever. You know, you can track some stuff in. You want it easy to clean. It would be much better than carpet.
Right.
I think.
That's what
I think. You dump something when you're cooking or whatever. You know? I mean.
So I'm like totally into this whole mode of RV.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're not talking about motorhomes, but we kind of are today because now Bob's got a new mobile hunting shack, and I might even go hunting with you now, Bob.
Hey,
yeah, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
The last time I went, I slept in Big Brown, and that's the back of my excursion on an air mattress.
I think you're banned from a few places up there, so I don't know if I can even take you back.
Right, yeah. Oh, they like our money. It's all good.
Funny thing, I was at Chase Creek Smokehouse again. I stayed in the motorhome 3 nights there.
Oh, okay.
So while I'm there, you wouldn't remember this, but...
Oh, now why wouldn't I remember?
The fellow we were talking to from the Hawkins Bar was there.
Okay.
And he goes, I know you. You don't remember, do you? I go, yeah, where'd we meet? Here? He goes, yeah, here. And then at the Hawkins Bar.
Right.
And I go, oh, that's right. And he goes, yeah, your buddy was sleeping.
Right, yeah. I might have been overserved just a little bit at deer camp. You know, that's my shutoff switch, baby. You know, you get to capacity, and then I just shut her down.
I saw you that way at your honeymoon, so I don't know.
I never had a honeymoon. Come on now.
I mean, at your wedding reception.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yep, I hit capacity. Yeah. I shut her down.
So I don't post pictures of Jop when he does that, but I did it once, and he posted my picture on Facebook. So I'm just letting you know I'm a better man than you.
Okay, but that you still have the picture. You've just not posted it yet.
No,
so
I have some other pictures I can extort you with.
Right, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very little. Yeah. Well, okay, this last weekend was the Labor Day weekend, and the grill never stopped, it seemed. I mean, from Friday afternoon through Monday evening, I was grilling something for somebody all stinking weekend. And it was okay. I mean, I enjoyed it. Ate a lot of steaks, ate a little bit of chicken, made some badass jalapeno poppers.
Nice.
I went to Sobe Meats, and he's got a creamy crab dip.
Oh, yeah. You love that stuff.
And I put that inside that and wrapped those in bacon,
you know,
put them on the smoker. Oh, man, that was good.
Sobe's has like probably 8 to 10 of those different little dips that would work great for a jalapeno popper.
Right, exactly.
About every one of them, I think.
Well, you know, another good one is he's got a beef jerky dip where he grinds up beef jerky with cream cheese.
Yeah.
You put that inside of a jalapeno popper, wrap it in a bacon. Anything's wrapped in bacon, it's going to be good, right? But, those cream cheese just kind of helps you take a little bit of the heat out of there.
As I look at the show plan, I see a lot of bacon on it. So I guess we're in the right theme here.
Right.
My bride was camping for 7 days nonstop in the Manistee National Forest.
Okay. Without you?
With her, my sister-in-law, and then a group of her girlfriends came up the Thursday after. So she was like total 8 days in a tent.
Ooh.
So the motorhome's looking real good to her.
Yeah, I bet it is. Your timing is impeccable. Hey, honey, I got a new motorhome.
Yeah.
We can.
But they took Jennifer's Explorer up there, and it broke down. They had to drive it up to Manistee, and they got a loaner of a little Ford Fiesta. So Sunday, I have to run up to Manistee with my Jeep, because I got the Jeep and the motorhome now, both together in Chase.
Right.
And I had to pack up all their stuff, because they got this little Ford Fiesta.
So you were the hero. Why didn't you just roll the motorhome over there?
I brought him back. Again, those trails and stuff, I wasn't too sure.
Right.
Don't want to bang it up on the first trip.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
It's my baby.
Right.
But while I was staying there, so I stayed like 3 days, I brought my little hibachi up.
Yep.
And I grilled right out. Pat and Linda live right behind the place. And
party of one.
I grilled out by myself there. Yep. I went to Sobe's, got some kielbasa and breakfast sausage, and I'm just working every day. I was filthy.
Right.
No shower.
Right.
So.
Well, it will have. That's just something you got to work on.
I didn't have it hooked up. I had no power or water, but I did have an open bar on the outside of the Chase Creek Smokehouse. So that's all the plugs you're getting, Pat.
All right, man. But that's good. Well, coming up next, bacon-wrapped lollipops. Ooh, this is a new one for me. You're going to have a taste of this. Stick with us. We'll be back. Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.